All right, so is everyone recording their audio now?
I just started.
Okay, Charlie,
Yeah.
did you get your Christmas gift?
Did you send me a gift? I didn't look.
Yeah, you gotta, well, you gotta check your email.
Oh, yeah, I haven't done that yet.
I gave you a very special Amazon gift card.
Thank you, man. I'll look at that in a minute. Does it have a cool
right,
message,
great.
Too?
It has a great message and a great picture.
Oh, I'm excited.
I thought you would have got us all golfing with friends.
No, so you guys are international, so my original plan was just for the ease of everything, get a Steam game, and that worked for you, Jackson, but then Kaya, oh boy. Oh boy.
Yeah, that was a little gruesome. Oh.
Yeah.
Long story short, we decided that we would each just buy ourselves games and pretend the other one bought it.
Yeah. I'm buying my own copy of Devil Daggers and going, thanks, Kaya.
I like that I was going to buy this one cool game for Andrew, but then I ended up buying it for myself, basically, and it looks cool. So, sorry.
Well, yeah, Devil Daggers looks fucking sweet. I just never got around to buying it, but now I have an excuse because you're making me.
Yep. And don't worry, I'll just next month, I'll do the same I'm planning to do for Charlie, which is just buy some humble indie bundle bullshit for a buck and give you like 10 Steam keys.
And then when you send it, go, could you pitch in half?
Yeah, half of the 1 cent I gave them.
Well, I guess we've started.
No, I don't want the fact that I'm cheap on air. No, we started. Welcome to the official episode. Of the
Kaya
podcast.
Owes me money.
No, I don't. You got your refund.
Protection money.
Oh Holy. My god, Kaya, are what? You falling into a dolphin lair? What the fuck was that?
I don't know what the fuck that was. Holy lord.
I don't know. I heard the same. I don't know.
Oh god.
It's just Skype admin or something. Tuning in. Yeah. He loves the podcast so much he watches it live.
You just hear, no, please, keep going.
It's nothing.
This is great. Oh, what crimes did you guys commit?
Alright, so let's officially get started.
Yeah.
Jackson, what's all our right. first topic?
Jackson is the plant.
Alright.
Do you use any illegal substances, guys? This question comes from, not NSA.
This comes from P. This comes from a guy named P. Lease, and he asks, what illegal substances you do?
I wish. They're the same questions as last week. Not the exact same, but the exact same quality.
Alright, well that's
well,
good, because
okay.
I wanted to expound upon the what Minecraft block would we be. I thought that was a real doozy.
Well, luckily I put it in there again.
Alright, if we're not going to do their questions, I have a way to settle this. I wrote my own questions.
Alright, that's good. Your questions are good.
I took Charlie's advice to heart. And I thought I'd bring in my own questions. And
well, interestingly enough, Andrew, Random 9001 asks, what's Andrew's questions?
Really?
Well, that's...
No, what? Amazing. Really?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's get started on these questions, then.
Well, I mean, technically, they're answers,
you then. You can call these garbage or hate them or not answer. I just figured that they're slightly better than the questions we've been getting and whatever. And I wrote these down while I was bored. Okay, 10 questions. The first one, if you could travel back in time and challenge anyone in history to a fist fight, who would it be, and do you think you would win?
Well, why would you challenge them if you don't know?
Well, what if you
want to
fight like a gladiator from ancient Rome and see if he could kick your ass?
Oh yeah, that's fun. Wreck my shit. Let's see if they'll feed me to lions. Yeah, that sounds like a hoot. No, I totally fight the shit out of Hitler because he's just regarded as a universal evil, so I'd be a fucking hero.
Yeah, one way or the other.
A pretty straightforward answer.
That's
yeah.
exactly what I was going to say, because win or lose, it was at least worth a try. I think I could take him, though, because didn't he want to be like an art dude?
Don't know, but he does look like kind of sort of a limp wrist, you know?
What if he just, like, what if he rips off his shirt and he's super buff and he's like, I was preparing for this day.
I knew someone with time travel from the future.
The just Tyler Durden from Fight Club.
I will crush you, yeah.
It'd be hard getting him alone, though.
Well, what? No, just go to the bunker before he kills himself and be like, one last throwdown before you go.
Before he kills himself.
Maybe you'd have to rise in his ranks first.
At the height of his prime before his suicide, Jackson.
So what, we're going with Hitler, the most basic
answer? My answer is Isaac Newton, because I feel I could easily beat his ass.
You think?
It's 25-year-old
virgin.
If I lose, then I get the pleasant surprise of going, dude, Isaac Newton is fucking tough, but if I win, I could be like, yeah, you discovered gravity, but you got your ass whooped.
So your whole purpose... The whole purpose for time travel is just challenging someone you know you could beat just for the sake of beating them.
Basically.
For the sexual thrill.
You're gonna just turn Newton into the school shooter who got bullied.
Newton invents
Instead
the
of
gun.
Inventing calculus, he's just gonna stab people.
Instead of inventing calculus, he invents a gun to shoot his school. Brilliant. This'll show him.
What's your answer, Jackson? Who would you go back and give the business to?
I was going to say my mum, but I don't think we should put that on there.
That took it to a dark place.
Jesus Christ.
Just one in the stomach.
I like that.
Take that, me.
That'll teach you.
And then, the rest of your life. The rest of your life will be dedicated to you trying to go back in time and beat up that guy who punched your mom. it's a just deep sci-fi plot. Yeah.
That's like
that my answer. Anyway.
It's like a
Looper with Bruce Willis.
It's like predestination. You caused your own problems. All right. Anything else on this topic here? Or should I move on?
Did Kaya say?
Yeah,
you said Hitler as well, didn't you? Yeah,
Charlie and Kaya went with Hitler.
Oh, they're so similar.
That's the greatest children's book of all time.
Kyra and Charlie meet Hitler.
Just fight Hitler.
A Minecraft story.
I'm represented by Minecraft blocks.
Minecraft blocks.
All right, question two. What do you aspire to be conceptually? What is it that when you think of your future self, you get of as an idea? So not what you want to be or what you want to have done, but what kind of person do you think you'd want to be?
A Jesus, Andrew.
I know, right? We're getting into shit.
Well, that's quite a different tone of question from which famous evil guy.
My answer's Hitler.
Hey, I never said anything on the quality of the questions. They were just like the 10 that came into my head as I randomly thought about them.
That's fair.
You know, different than the YouTube commenters then.
Like, it's like, do you want to be, like, a leader of people? Do you want to be, like, your own thing? Do you want people to think that you're eccentric or, like, cool? Someone to look up to?
No, I want people to think I'm lame. Specifically. Please.
I'm a lone wolf, baby.
Well, alright, Jackson, elaborate. Why are you a friendless loser?
I don't know. Why do I hang out with 3 internet friends all the time? Because no one else will hang out with me in real life.
To be fair, you live in Australia. There aren't really concepts of friends there.
The closest friend is 20 kilometers away.
Oh god, that's like 80 American miles.
Freedom units.
Freedom units. Yeah. Charlie, give me a simple answer to this one. I know you got something.
Not really. I don't fucking know.
You're the man whose ultimate goal was to end corruption, which I don't even think you know what that meant. You have to have something.
Kaya corrupted Charlie, and now he wants to ruin the world with Don Quixote.
That would be saving it. That'd be salvation.
So Charlie wants to be a superhero. Got it.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on. That one sucked.
No.
It's fine.
No, what about you, Andrew? Answer your own question.
I want to be that weird guy where, like, I have that following of
Achieved.
People who... All right. Moving on. Okay, moving on. What's something that you want to do that no one else you know wants to do? Some activity or some goal you have that no one's on board with.
I really want to... I actually have an answer to that one since...
See? I told you. These questions have potential. Come on.
I mean, it just takes like 40 seconds of silence to think of something.
That's fine. We have
well, that's really our fault.
Yeah.
What is right. the question?
Yeah, editing. All right. The question is, what is something that you currently want to do that no one else you know of or that you like currently are aware of wants to do it as well? So an idea you have that you don't know if anyone would be on board with it Or you can't think of anyone who'd want to do it as well.
I have a real answer to that one. I've always wanted to go to a pretty shitty strip club on a really slow day, like a Sunday morning, just to kind of go there and experience what that would be like. But I know nobody that would be about doing
fat
that.
Fat strippers.
Right after church, huh?
Yeah, like right after church. I want to see Winkleberry and the boys go there for their afternoon tits.
We praise the Lord now. We praise in the boobs. Woo! I mean, I'd do it. I'd feel incredibly awkward and asked to leave, but I'd go.
Great, that's what I want.
Jackson, what about you?
What was the question?
What is something that you want to do or achieve that you don't know of anyone else who'd want to do it or try it?
I mean, to tie it into the previous questions, probably give my mom an abortion.
Well, are you going to get her pregnant first, or how does this work?
I'm curious. What would that solve?
This is a lot of things, Carly, a lot of things.
This doesn't come with time travel. This question doesn't come with time travel.
Jesus Christ. Oh, man.
Kaya's going. I can hear his internet
fading.
Kaya's
fading into the Negazone.
Someone's aborted him.
He's got to go back in time and stop this. Kai, before you are sent to the fourth dimension, what's your answer?
I have no idea. I got nothing.
Alright, great. Moving on.
Wait, so Kai, yeah. Before you start, Kai, are you on your phone now?
Yeah. No, I'm using my phone's the hotspot thing.
Yeah.
I am recording myself, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Alright, moving on. Question 4. That was the question, Charlie,
that was,
you first.
That was for the sake of the recording, because I'm pretty I thought for a fact I put the wrong microphone, so I didn't think it captured anything, but it turns out it did.
Oh my god.
Actually, I should check that real quick, too. Yeah, we're good. Okay.
Bunch
did
of
anyone
images.
Did anyone hear me say penis?
No.
No.
Then I'm using the right mic. Okay, question 4. When was the last time you got physically hurt or almost died?
Physically hurt, I have an answer to. It was when you were here, Andrew, and I got blackout drunk, and I was... You'd already...
Oh, yeah! This is a good story. Tell this story. I remember this.
You'd already left the bar, and I was still busting it wide open on the dance floor. And I took a wrong move on my SpongeBob shuffle, and I just ate shit. I just slammed my head on the dance floor, but I popped myself back up and was fine. But that was the last time I got physically hurt.
That was a fun night, though.
That was a great night. I don't remember.
Is that the night Andrew projectile vomited black goo?
No,
that was before.
The night when I cast darkness on the entire dance floor was like months before that.
Yeah.
Oh, you did it on the dance floor, you monster?
Oh, I was in the middle of the club when it happened.
That was a really rough night for Andrew. Andrew, myself, and another friend of mine named Slayton, and we were just pounding shots, and Andrew wasn't a real big drinker at the time, but he wanted to keep up to seem cool.
Yep, very true. I remember my exact thought process when it all spiraled down. We went to the bar, and Slayton was like, Charlie, I'm going to buy you some shots. Do you like Fireball? And he was like, yeah, and I was just going along with anything. So I had a full drink, and I chugged it, because I was like, I'm going to do shots, I got to get rid of this. So then we each did a shot, and I looked at my drink, and I went, fuck, my drink's empty, I better refill this. So then I got a refill while you guys were ordering more shots, and then you ordered more shots, and I went, shit, my drink's full, I better chug this so I can do these shots. And that happened like 3 times, and that's when things really spiraled downward.
He projectile vomited, and it literally looked like tar.
It was pure black sludge. It was so... I had fun. At no point did I regret it. I was having a great time the entire night.
Yeah, that was a
alcohol for you.
I was mad I had to go home.
That was...
They kicked you out.
Yeah, they kicked...
Well,
Yes, they did.
Get out of here, Satan.
But, I mean, thankfully they don't give a shit, because, Charlie, we went back, like, what, a couple months ago?
Yeah.
So I'm not on some, like, blacklist or anything.
Blacklist.
Black vomit list. If it's clear, you're in, but if it's black, get out. So I guess that answers mine for the last time I almost died.
Yeah, that was almost alcohol poisoning.
Alcohol poisoning, yeah.
Pretty much, yeah. It was, I mean, I had fun. I didn't regret it.
Did you just, so you didn't drink much before that?
So what happened was, it was kind of that tipping point where I was like, all right, fuck it, let's go hard in the paint. Because before that, yeah. I only, like, really just socially. And yeah. I was at Charlie's for a week, and it was, we're just going to go balls out every night, ballistic, whatever. And we were having fun, and it was going great. But that was the night where it was like, I didn't know my limits, and things just got way out of hand for me. I'm a lot better at it now.
Yeah, you've done it a lot more now, Charlie, because Charlie goes out every night.
Well, that too, yeah. But it, also in general, and also I'm a lot more conscious of my alcohol habits. to not literally almost kill myself.
Any other illegal substances?
I mean, smoke weed every day. That's all there is to it. Wait, God, is alcohol illegal in Turkey?
No. Kind of. Not really, but you can't buy
everything's
after,
in
like,
this weird 10 gray
o'clock
area.
Or something.
I'm
yeah.
so sorry.
Yeah, like pretty everything's much. In a, every beverage is in a gray area. Apple juice, underground market and shit.
Hey, you want that cranberry, huh? Knock twice.
Oh, God.
20 under.
Oh, that reminds... Kaya, that reminds me of...
Get rated.
Kaya and I were reading Turkish news headlines, and one of them was, like, the Popsicle Stick Gang, which was, like, this yeah. nefarious group of criminals who would make counterfeit popsicle sticks.
Oh, and my God.
They, like, busted a whole ring, and were so proud of it.
And gave them Medal of Honors.
Oh, wow. Kaya, when was the last time you got hurt or almost died?
I don't even remember. Almost
like,
died.
Well, I mean, living in Turkey, this is daily.
There's just so many.
I don't know. Maybe almost died situation, maybe when I was really much younger. Maybe like 10 years younger. I was, I don't know how much younger, but back then we still had CD players. You guys remember those portable CD players?
The fuck's a CD?
The only CDs I owned at the time were Nelly and Cisco.
Okay, well, I had Slipknot, so that's what a loser I was.
He was so much cooler.
Yeah, so much cooler. His Slipknot beats my thong song any day.
Yeah, so I was one of those, and I was just crossing the street, and I wasn't really looking before I crossed, and some guy just yanked me back, and I just looked at him like, what the fuck? And then I just felt a strong wind in front of me, and turns out he just saved me from a bus.
Oh,
he didn't even say anything. He just fucking yanked me back and kept walking. So that was cool of him. Thank you, Guardian Angel. I don't know, that was it. The guy was just crossing the road himself, and when he got to me, I guess he noticed I wasn't paying any attention, so he just yanked me back and then kept walking without even saying anything to me or even looking at me. I guess it was just some piece of shit that he just saved.
He probably did it by accident. He was probably trying to steal your CD player, but accidentally grabbed you.
He looked at his hands and he saw Kai, and he's like, "You're not CDs."
I mean, I am a turkey. Maybe he was just trying to kidnap me. And he looked at my face, and then this guy's unprostitutable.
So then he shot his web and swung away.
Yep.
What would the Turkish Spider-Man look like?
Oh, you haven't seen the movie?
Oh, this whoa, poor what? Guy.
Isn't that Italian Spider-Man?
What?
Isn't there an Italian Spider-Man who's like that?
Or yeah.
The same thing?
And a Turkish and one. Pretty sure.
Yeah. What is it with knockoff Spider-Man?
Dude, the Turkish one is hardcore. Kai and I watched some of it. He's like snapping people in half.
Did we watch
that
amazing. One? Isn't that one the Turkish... Wasn't he like a hybrid between Spider-Man and Captain America? I feel like
yeah.
they gave him a Spider-Man suit, but he had Captain America's shield for some fucking reason.
He did, and he was fighting just like some low-level hooligans that probably a popsicle stick gang.
I can't remember the last time I've almost come into contact with death. Yeah, I've never even broken a bone.
It was I that said time that the time traveler tried to punch you in your mom's gut.
What'd you say, Charlie?
I forgot. No.
All right, Andrew, next question.
All right, next question. Let's see. What is a game or movie that you absolutely love that nobody gives a shit about?
Abe's Odyssey. Oddworld.
That's a good choice. I love Abe's Odyssey.
That's what
pick another.
Everyone likes Abe's Odyssey. That's like a game that has a lot of revere.
Yeah, no. I mean, I can get it being kind of underground, but I'm talking like those
I never hear about it.
Backwoods CDs that you're pretty sure no one else has even played or seen. Like, that type of shit. Where you're confident if you bring it up, no one's even going to know what it is.
Alright, Startopia. Anyone?
No.
Nice.
Never heard of
it. Alright, that one.
Well, what is it? Talk about it.
It's like you run this space station and you build buildings on the space station and invite aliens to hang out there. You gotta get residents. I don't know. I didn't play it.
You didn't play it? Excuse me?
I saw a few screenshots.
Oh, fuck.
Well, that'll do it.
No. I did.
Charlie, what about you?
I did play
you?
It. It was pretty good.
All right. So, is it like The Sims in space, or is it like... Is it a simulator?
Kind of. It's a weird combination between like The Sims and like kind of like a base building game, like maybe kind of like Age of Empires, kind of.
Not, so is it an RTS then? Or
it's not RTS, but it's got the similar base building as far as I can remember.
What was the name?
Startopia, I think. It's so unknown that even their one fan doesn't know the name probably.
It's on Steam.
Oh. You got me that for Christmas, Andrew.
2001 is when it came out.
Sounds about right.
Oh yeah, I mean, it's $7, Jackson. Do you
I'm joking.
Oh, I'll fucking get it for you.
No. It's all
threaten
right.
him with a
I've
gift.
I've already got 10 copies.
I can't, unless you're in Turkey.
Yeah, fuck. Don't ever try to gift with Jackson or with Kaya because they've outlawed gifts in Turkey. Apparently. What about you, Charlie? You probably have like hundreds of these.
Yeah.
For games or movies?
Either or.
Well, for movies, I have one that you can definitely attest to, which was Circle.
Dude, yeah! I didn't know it registered with you that hard.
Yeah, it was a great movie.
That was going to be mine, actually, for movie. Because Circle is one of my favorite movies ever made. It's, Charlie, do you want to talk about it?
I mean, you've seen it 6 times. I think you're more qualified to talk about it.
Circle is the movie I watched at Charlie's house while he had to go... I think he had to pick up a friend from an airport.
Yeah, I think
he had to go out for a drive, so I went on Netflix, and I watched Circle, and I loved it so much, I rewatched it with him when he got back. Then I showed it to my friend 2 days later. Then I watched it with my dad. Then I showed it to another friend a month later, and every single time, I've loved it. Circle is a movie about... 25 people, I think it's either 25 or 50, they wake up in a room that's pitch black, and they're all standing in a circle.
Oh,
and
Jesus
the whole
Christ,
point...
I've seen that. You like that?
But this one's good, though. It's not any of that schlocky, like, hammy, dumb stuff. This one's actually well-made, and I liked it.
Any of that?
But the whole
like
point
two
is...
versions of this?
Well, no. Are you
this
sure?
Is the American version.
Are you talking about
the
movie where they're like kidnapped by aliens and they have to kill one another one by one?
Yeah. I guess that's a way to put it.
Yeah, that's about it. That sums it up.
Is it extraterrestrial aliens?
You didn't like it?
Or?
No.
Well,
that was like an indie movie with $5 of a budget.
Well, see, I love that, though.
Yeah,
I love...
Andrew's crying.
No!
Last week, the shit on his Mad Max fan.
Kaya, did you not see that I directed that movie? Come on.
I'm sorry, man. Go on.
No, I don't know. I have a soft spot for, like, movies that I think I could make myself. Because...
Mad Max?
And that sounds like an insult, but it's just my way
point.
Of saying, like, it's got to have heart. Because if you don't have the money or the acting prowess, you've got to have, like, that chutzpah in it. You gotta have that actual effort, and I think movie had effort in it.
I think that's half of it. You've also gotta have quality.
It's exactly like you have to make up for the lack of production and for budget.
It's just amazing how you fooled all those people into watching it with you when it's just literally a movie about people just standing around and killing one another. And not even the killing. The killing isn't even cool. They don't get shot or like maimed. They just fall over.
I'm sorry it's not realistic like Turkey, Kaya. Every week, Kaya has to report to the service center and get in a circle and decide who dies.
Not enough rations.
Oh, Toko didn't get the bread today. He's got to go.
I thought it was the movie when you started talking about like 200 people getting abducted or whatever. I thought it was the movie where they had to keep running.
So you thought on a way bigger scale than the movie. It's just 20 people, like maybe 10 actually. Oh.
I mean,
well, any certain number of people. There's the movie where they have to keep running, and as soon as they stop running, they die. They explode.
Sounds like what Speed.
Movie? Yeah, Speed was cool though.
Speed was a cool movie. I like Speed.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, Charlie, I'm glad you brought that one up because
yeah, I like that movie. I thought it was good.
Yeah, see, I think it's a bit of an acquired taste. Like if you go into it, like
the acquired taste of Charlie, the one
I wish
the
you didn't
corrupted taste here.
Damn it! I wish you didn't say the word taste. Fuck.
Yeah. God, don't get me started. Right. Just move on.
Well, I mean, you might want to answer the question, Kaya. You still haven't given us.
Okay.
Yours.
Pizza Connection 2, which is this really old game that I got in Germany, like 15 years ago, out of a cereal box, I think. You know that game?
Yeah.
It's really cool. All you do is you open a pizza shop, and then you somehow you hire the mob and shit, and try to destroy all the other pizza shops in the neighborhood. You like unleash cockroaches and shit in their pizzerias. Maybe you call the right-wing idiots on it and say there's some pedophilia going on, some Pizzagate stuff.
You fucking probably DLC scumbag. Now. It's Fast Food Tycoon 2 in America.
I know, yeah, it has a different name, but I don't think they made a third one, unfortunately. Uh-huh. It was a great game.
Well, fuck, alright. Moving on, I guess.
So we all agree
that Pizza Tycoon 2 is the best game in the world.
Yeah.
Alright. Number 6... If you had the ability to fuck any fictional character right now, who would it be?
Armistice.
Who?
Yeah, exactly.
But that's a Westworld thing.
Oh, I don't know Westworld.
I'm surprised you went for her, though.
What?
Oh, actually, no, I'm not surprised that you chose her.
Why not? Why are you surprised, and then why were you not?
She's an acquired taste.
Yeah, I like the... I like the bloodied face... type of woman.
I mean, she looks good naked, so probably all that matters.
Jackson, you
not
said
all,
Harry
but
Potter.
It's a major plus point.
I said Harry Potter just to get my word in because I knew I was going to get talked over.
Well, maybe if you waited patiently until it was your turn.
I can't.
Shh, don't.
But
I don't want to get time to travel punched by it, Jackson here.
Yeah, watch out.
Jackson will edit you out of the podcast if you're not careful.
I hold all the power here.
It's true. What's your actual pick, Jackson?
I'm trying to think. Probably old Clementine, Kyle. If we're going with Westworld references.
I guess, alright. That's not too shabby.
No, it's alright.
Yeah. She doesn't kill anyone or do anything, but fine.
So, that's what makes them attractive to you? Their kill count?
Their body count?
I mean, I can see where Kaya's coming from. I get what
power attracts him. He's very sadistic.
It really does. I like that kink.com kind of shit. I like that. I'm all about it.
How about you, Charlie?
I guess Helen of Troy.
Oh, fuck, that's a good one.
Isn't she a real character? Real person?
Well, she was in history, yeah.
Yeah, as long as you...
I said fictional character.
So Helen of Troy in
a
movie.
Fictional character.
Now, if you want to change your vote to fist-fighting Helen of Troy, that's fine.
Beats up women.
Dude, Joan of Arc would be a good person to challenge to a fist-fight.
Mother Teresa, huh?
That would not end well.
Come on, Charlie. I mean, like straight fictional.
Oh, they've got to be
straight. What's your answer? And then I'll keep thinking while you answer.
Does Judy Hopps from Zootopia count?
Oh my god!
It's not bad if you're a furry.
No, I actually haven't thought about this one. I just thought it was a good question. Who am I digging right now? Let's see. I'd probably go with what's her name? What's the main woman from Mad Max?
Oh,
Charlize
Furiosa.
Theron.
Fuck yeah.
Not her, what's her character? Furiosa. Furiosa. Yeah,
yeah.
When
Hell
I
yeah.
saw that movie, I was like,
oh,
I need to marry this woman.
Too.
She's
oh,
so fucking
fuck
great.
Yeah.
Furiosa for sure is my current pick.
Oh man, that's a solid pick. See, this is why I like Andrew.
Thanks, Kai. I appreciate
we don't
it.
Even, we can just skip Charlie because he's just gonna say something.
Yeah, I can't.
Late.
Yeah, he's not gonna say Furiosa. Let's skip him. Yeah,
that's fine. Him. Go to the next question.
All right, next question. I got three more questions. Four more. I lied. Okay, number 7. What irrational fear did you have of when you or yeah? What fear did you have when you were a child or kid?
I used to, when I would go into a pool, I always never wanted to be the last one out because I thought there was a shark that would get me. I thought the last person out of the pool would
get
killed
that,
by a shark.
Yeah, water scares me. It still scares me. It's my childhood fear and my adulthood fear is murky waters, literally, just dark water.
Honestly, that's a rational fear to have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, apart from the, it's not really rational to fear a closed-in swimming pool.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair. Also, another one from when I was a kid was Humphrey Bogart.
That's what I was gonna... That's why I asked this question. I wanted you to talk about Humphrey Bogart.
Oh, yeah. When I was a little kid, my parents had this fucking 6'5" wax figure of the old actor Humphrey Bogart in the house. And it was the most terrifying prop I'd ever seen in my life. I used to have so many nightmares about Humphrey coming to life and talking to me and killing me and my family. And then if I used to stay up late when I was a kid too, and when I would see him up late at night, I'd storm into my parents' room. I wouldn't wake them up, but I'd just run in there just to know I was safe. That thing was terrifying, absolutely
what
terrifying.
They were fucking
Charlie
wasn't even
the,
a mannequin. It was just Charlie's uncle pretending, standing
hey,
still
son.
During the day, and then he just molested Charlie.
Hey son,
all night
I look
long.
Like Humphrey Bogart. Ain't that some shit? Charlie, can I branch off of this and tell the home theater story?
I mean, that's not like a really good story, though. That's just
I think
Humphrey Bogart. It's just tales of Humphrey Bogart's
well,
terror.
Yeah, but
just
I think
it.
It's interesting. So Charlie and I we were hanging out at his old parents' house, and
his
they
estate?
Used to have kinda. They used to have a home theater, which was like literally like a movie theater, really dark and
oh, we were just
like,
talking about that, Charlie. I want
like
one.
Movie theater doors and whatever, and the guy who was your ticket taker right outside the doors was good old Humphrey Bogart. And we were hanging out in there playing Majora's Mask, and we were just like trying to beat it and alternating who played and just getting through it. And at one point I got up to piss and I came back and I was like, "All right, I have an idea. I'm going to prank Charlie." And I tried to slide Humphrey Bogart so he was looking right in the window at us and then just walk in like nothing happened. But Charlie opened the door and he like caught me doing it. And I was like, "Oh, fuck, you got me, whatever." So then we sat back down to play Majora's Mask. And like 15 minutes later, we heard this loud fucking thump coming right from where Humphrey Bogart was. And we both decided just to never do anything again. And we left and turned the game off and didn't even go back in there the rest of the night.
I'm surprised that didn't work. Charlie is so easy to prank.
I think he got mad that I, like, disturbed his resting site.
Who is Humphrey Bogart? What's he look like? I've never heard of...
He looks kind of like Humphrey Bogart.
Okay. Thank you for answering my question.
You never heard of Humphrey Bogart? Really? He's Casablanca,
yeah,
I think.
I never heard of him either until my dad
really?
Brought him home and created this nightmare for me.
Jesus.
Charlie, remember that one time I pranked you and you thought there was a dog show enthusiast out to kill you and take your dogs?
Yeah, that was a really good one. Kaya, like, this was... I made a video on, like, dog shows and they were, like, feeling their nuts. And Kaya sent me, like, a message from, like, this anonymous channel... like berating me and saying like my name and where I live, and then he was like saying if I don't apologize for criticizing grabbing up dogs' nuts, he was coming.
Oh my
and then
God.
He, and then apparently
to fondle your dog's nuts.
And then apparently Kaya did his research. He's like, they're feeling for fake dog nuts. They're called nudicles. And I was like, oh my God, this guy knows his shit. He's really coming. This guy means business.
This was back when Charlie didn't even announce his name, like no one knew, so he looked authentic, like an authentic threat.
Jesus Christ.
It was terrifying.
Jackson, what about you?
What was the question?
What's an irrational fear you had as a kid?
Let's see. I mean, I've only ever really... Oh, wait, I know. There was once when I was like maybe 8 years old, which is pretty old for my standards for this fear. My parents put a clown clock in my bedroom, and this was the scariest fucking looking clown clock I've ever seen. I didn't have a fear of clowns or anything, but I had a fear of clocks, you see. And this clock was fucking scary. It would like light up in the middle of the night, but the lights would shine up into its eyes, so it looked extra scary.
Jesus fucking Christ.
And it was just staring.
Is this
at
why
me
you hate your mom?
Asleep. Yeah, this is why I want to go back in time to punch my mom in the stomach.
Time, clock, it all makes sense.
No, but this was honestly the scariest looking clock, and I was more scared of saying anything to my parents about it because I thought that would somehow make the situation worse.
I'd hear
so
you.
I had to put up. I had
Jackson
to put up with this
get
clock
the hose
for like
again.
A year.
You didn't get used to it at all.
No, it was fucked. That's probably why I can't sleep much anymore. It's seared into my brain. It was honestly the worst clock. It wasn't even a fashionable clock. I don't know where they were coming from. It looked like something you'd find in a clown sex dungeon. I don't know.
Of course, the old clown sex dungeon.
I mean, it sure exists.
Your parents stopped by for their monthly visit. This will be perfect for Jackson.
Just what we needed. It keeps time and keeps it fresh.
Does it come even more terrifying?
No, but seriously, it was fucked. It was pretty,
Jeez.
Yeah. That was my irrational fear.
When I was a kid, I was, like, ultimately, nothing even came close to it. I was afraid of Chucky.
Yeah!
Oh my god. I could not even watch Comedy Central at night because they would play advertisements for the movies. So I would, like, watch it, and as soon as the commercial came on, I'd switch to Cartoon Network. It got so fucking bad. I just couldn't sleep at night because I was afraid he would just come into my room and kill me. I would be up till like 3 a.m. every night and have to fall asleep because I just could not go to sleep. Oh my god, it petrified me horrifically, and it's because when I was like 5, I watched one of the movies because they just had it on at my friend's house. And I think the culmination of it was it wasn't even that long ago. They had like a haunted house based off Child's Play somewhere. And my friends were like, oh, we're going to go. It's going to be so fun and whatever. And I didn't go to that whole shindig thing because I was like, oh, I don't want to see Chucky. It's going to scare me. And that's when I finally went, fuck, I got to get over this. And I like actually manned up and stopped caring. But back then, for the longest time, I couldn't even look at it or like dolls in general because it would just scare the fucking shit out of me.
That's valid, though. Like, yeah, Chucky was a really
There was a prank
cool
that
thing.
Happened at my high school when one of the kids...
Your
the
high school?
Locker.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah. No,
how long did this persist?
Dude, until, like... probably until I was, like, a junior in high school, there was some level of fear there.
Till about
like,
2 weeks ago when he came over it?
Yeah.
It's time I get to pass this.
It was real bad. When I was, like, a freshman, one of my friends on Halloween around then, as a prank, someone put a Chucky doll in his locker. And, like, even when he was, like, showing it off and laughing at it, I couldn't even look at it. I was like, oh, that's real funny. Get it out of here. Go away.
It's
not even funny.
Oh, my God. I hated how he looked. He was so freaky. And it just, something primordial in me. I was like a caveman. I wanted to burn it with fire and run away. But no, for a very, very long time, it was irrational fear. It stuck with me. For the longest time.
I imagine Andrew being that weird kid at school who's standing in the background, just runs up and grabs a doll, lights it on fire, and then throws it against
just,
the wall.
Finally, it culminates to me just going berserk in the middle of class and screaming and throwing it out the window. Then I act like nothing happened and sit down.
Yeah, get sent to the counselor.
That was not even when I was a kid. That stuck with me for a while. We're going to move on so I don't seem like a pussy. Let me get my questions. Okay. Number 8. If you were a... Alright, so this one is kind of shitty, but then I think I make up for it. If you were a professional wrestler, what would your name be, and what would your signature move be?
I have that question written down as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, someone asked that as well.
Huh.
Oh, one of you is a copycat.
Uh-oh.
I didn't Google best questions to ask a podcast.
Yeah, that was last episode, or 2 episodes ago.
Yeah, it was
actually.
First
episode. It was the biblical questions. Yeah. I don't know anything about wrestling, so I'm going to sit this one out.
The Turkminator. Just really dumb.
Well, Kaya, wouldn't you just be the Iron Sheik?
I don't know.
Not impressed.
Come on, like, what persona would you have that's, like, super fucking stupid? And you gotta make up a move that's based off your persona.
I can go all day with wrestling shit. I think about that all the time.
Me too! That's why I asked. Go for it.
I mean, the one I'd probably do if I ever did get into professional wrestling would be the moisturizer. Mm-hmm. And I'd just be, like, this really sweaty guy, and like I'd cover myself in oil like that Street Fighter character.
Hakan?
Hakan.
Yeah.
Who is actually Turkish.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kaya's got something. You could be his tag team partner. Just, you could be that little Weasley dude who follows him around and applies oil to him.
Yeah, except it's Michael Fassbender. Then you got a deal.
Charlie, please continue.
I don't know for signature move, but I just think the moisturizer would be the personality I'd take on. This weekend at the SummerSlam, it's about to get real wet in the ring, baby.
I think I'd want to go, like, just over-the-top personality type guy, where I'd want to be, like, an 80s hair metal rock star dude, and name myself Ace Love Rocket, and just, like, my outfit would be, like, dumb leather and big hair and headbands and fingerless gloves, and just, like, base my persona off of, like, 80s Guns N' Roses and Metallica shit. And I think my signature move would be, like, shredding, where I'd just pull out an electric guitar and break it over someone's head.
Charlie, what was that wrestler we watched? Was it like Smooth Sailing Savant Bradley? Like, his signature move was an erection, I think.
Kaya, I was actually going to say that, and you beat me to it, and it was Smooth Sailing Ashley Simpson, or not Simpson, Ashley Remington. Ashley Remington.
Elaborate, what is that?
We watched one some wrestling show, and they had this wrestler called Smooth Sailing Ashley whatever, and just in the middle of it he started sprouting a little chubby, and he had to like awkwardly sit down against the ropes and shit to try and hide it, but he couldn't.
Oh my
it was
God.
Just weird.
That's awesome.
It was amazing. He won the fight too, naturally.
Well, his testosterone was off the charts. What do you guys think of luchadors and like the Mexican masked wrestling?
I love that shit too.
My favorite's when they get the big guys against the little guys, and the little guys literally do like 30 spins around their head. Oh, and they just never stop, and they do all this dumb flip shit because the big guy's literally just tossing around like a bag of potatoes.
Yeah, you can call it the Black Widow now. I think the Avengers really stole that.
Yeah, doesn't she Hurricane Rana someone at some point?
Yep.
Yeah, she does it all the fucking time. Anytime she fights someone, she just puts her legs around his face and then just does a tornado or something around him and just kicks their asses.
That's probably
What a way to go.
That's like my second favorite wrestling move, because it's like, how am I going to take this guy down? I know, I'll fucking jump on their shoulders. And my beefy legs, I'll flip them around.
I do agree with Jackson, though. I would not mind dying like that. If I was an old man, I'd have to choose. That'd be it.
I'd like to get hurricane-ronned by Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, fuck yeah. Any of the women I'm into, that'd be fine. Like, if we're going to have euthanasia, then yeah. Skip the morphine.
It's flapping in your face.
There's a bunch of old men in line. They have to take a number.
Just beat me. Just beat me is all I'm saying.
Have you ever seen...
Pretty women.
This is about the power thing.
Kaya, have you ever watched The Man Show?
The Man Show?
It was a comedy show with Jimmy
it
Kimmel.
Sounds
fucking... Adam Carolla.
At some point,
they had a skit called Die Like a Man, where they started a euthanasia clinic where they'd kill you in really awesome ways. And one of them is they'd like give you a threesome with porn stars until you had a heart attack. One of them was like they'd put you in the ring with a professional boxer. I kind of wish that like that was a real thing. I'd absolutely do that.
So do I.
I mean, it doesn't have to be like a televised sport. You can just organize it yourself.
No, it does.
What, the sport of Scarlett Johansson killing old men?
That's a good point. Yeah, she probably
shit.
Wouldn't do it just out of the goodness of her heart.
I pre-ordered tickets right now.
This SummerSlam, Scarlett Johansson and Gerald Albright. and Morgan Stanley's get in the ring.
So cool.
In a geriatrics match.
Fucking beat you with a cattle prod. I'll just sneak in between all the fucking octogenarians just so she could beat me. I don't even have to be old. It's fine.
A 22-year-old man at the top of his prime snuck in.
Let's get this trending. Let Scarlett Johansson beat Kaya. The hashtag.
Sure. Well, wait. We gotta shorten it so it's catchy.
Scarlett Johansson versus Orson.
Yeah, MMA fight.
And her, okay. Scarlett Johansson. Her a Kaya Rada.
She's beating me.
That's long.
Hurricane Rana. Let's do that. Hurricane Rana. Hurricane Rana.
And how are we getting her attention? Like, the fucking Make-A-Wish
we'll
Foundation?
We'll tweet at her.
I want to die at her hands. I don't have long to live.
Please let her beat me.
I'm terminally depressed. It's either this or I hang myself. Please. Please. Avengers,
come on, do me
all
a
of
solid.
You. I'd also take the chick who plays Armistice,
so
but she has
Kai,
to be in full
makeup.
Did you
come up with a wrestling thing, or should we move on?
Character.
Oh god, you were satelliting.
No, you can move on. This is... No, I'm just fantasizing my kinks now. You can move on.
Good lord, dude.
Oh my. Turkey's internet is shutting down.
Cracking some pepper over that mic. Alright. Alright, next question. What's a cool...
I don't know why that made me laugh so hard. It's such a goofy thing to say.
Say what?
Next question. What's a really cool dream you've had?
Oh, I have the coolest dreams. Does anyone want to go first, though?
Can't remember. I had this one dream where Charlie's mom, for some reason, sold me out to ISIS, but... Holy shit, Andrew.
Are you sure that was a dream? Are you sure that wasn't last week?
No, I'm pretty sure it was a dream. Yeah.
We'll tell the future.
That's a good dream.
That's amazing.
I like how
specifically Charlie's mom.
Yeah, I like how it was my mom.
Did she come up to you and go, Kaya, do you want to go to ISIS?
No, in my dream, like, this was, like, almost 2 years ago or something. For some reason, I was, like, at Charlie's house, I think, but it was just this cartoon town. I don't know what the fuck his house even looks like. And he wasn't there, and I see his dad, and he just walks past me, really giving me a really super judging look, like I just fucked his wife. But I didn't, so Charlie's mom just comes, and she tells me to leave, and she points me at the nearest cab station or whatever, and then I go there, and I wait, and I say... She's, like, with me for some fucking reason, so I tell her, you really don't have to be here, it's fine. And she offers to pay for my cab, I guess she just really wanted me gone. But no cab ever arrives, so I try to hike over the mountains back to their house. And for some reason, I walk into an ISIS training camp, and they shoot me, and I die. And I get the death screen from Dragon Age Origins, and then I woke up.
Wow, that's a pretty cool dream. Anyone else have dreams where my mom sells them out to terrorists?
Oh, what a coincidence.
Daily.
One of my favorite dreams is one I've had recently. I've been having a lot of Harry Potter-related dreams, but one of them was really cool. It was me versus Snape in a magic contest. I don't know what you call them, a little magic duel. And it was a close match, and I ended up beating him, and I told him that he needs to go on the skeleton cruise ship. So he reluctantly went on the cruise ship. And then I went back into Hogwarts, and there was this big mystery going around about where Harry's parents were. But I was Harry's parents. I was both of them for some reason. So I had to hide myself. And the rest of the dream revolved around me avoiding Albus Dumbledore and trying to not reveal the truth to Harry. Because I guess Albus sniffed a rat. Like, he's like, no, Harry, that's your parents right there. It's that dork. So that was a cool dream.
That is a cool dream. I had one where I was an Amish man and I was the forefront center stage show for at SeaWorld. So the best way I can describe this is I was an Amish man and I lived in an Amish house. Like, it was full wood and, an Amish barn. And I lived with these three women who just were, they were just Amish women. They dressed in dresses and they were like, thank the Lord and whatever. And there was this perpetuating idea in the town and congregation we lived in. It was like, don't go into your attic. They were like, we don't know what happened when we built your house, but there's something wrong with your attic. Don't go in there. Like, whether it be, I'm dead fucking serious. And then, like, whether it was spirits from the devil or whatever, don't go in the attic. So me, being a big burly Amish man, and I was not myself. I was like a 40-year-old full gray beard Amish man. I don't even know who
I was. Were you afraid of dolls?
No,
Chucky in the closet.
I've had Chucky dolls, but no, that or Chucky dreams, but no. So I looked at the three women. I guess I was married to them or something. I knew very little of the Amish, and I went, stay here. I'm gonna solve this attic problem once and for all. So I remember a lot of the dream was me very vividly climbing these like wooden stairs in this big giant barn house hybrid, and as I kept climbing up, it got more and more barren until eventually I got to the attic. And it was nothing but, like, wooden support beams in, like, an attic shape. You know how it's, like, you can barely stand up and it's kind of like a hatch roof or, like, triangle, whatever. And at the end was a water slide. Oh, and cool. I was like, what the fuck? It was like a full running water slide, like what you'd see at a theme park. And as soon as I stepped up to where the slide started, the walls of the attic fell away. And it turns out that I was at the top of the slide on a stage at SeaWorld. And I was part of SeaWorld's brand new Amish exhibit. And we were, like, the center attraction, and the reason we weren't allowed to go in the attic is that's where, like, they would shuffle the crew members in and out to get us into the stage show. And apparently in this fictional world, the Amish were, like, animals, and so what
so
I did...
our world.
Yeah, and... and so what I did in protest is I changed it into my, like, long underwear, and I sat down on the slide... And everyone was like, oh my god, he's on the slide! Oh, I can't do that, he's Amish! And I went down the slide. I went down the slide and landed in the pool. And it was like one of those like whale-sized pools, so it was super, super big. And I like climbed out, and the whole audience was cheering. And I just remember thinking, like, this is the greatest step the Amish have taken in decades. And I woke up.
One
and
small
I was...
step for whales, one giant leap for Amish.
And I woke up, and I was kind of upset it wasn't real, because I thought I did something.
You brought but the Amish forward.
It seems then... like the most, like, try-hard, just making a dream-up thing ever. Like, oh, the SeaWorld and Amish, ah, it's fun. But that's exactly as I remember it.
Did Ed Harris ever come by and conjure a storm?
One at a time, what?
You go, Kyle.
I want to just ask if Ed Harris came by to conjure a storm for you.
I don't know. I don't know if it felt like a movie or like an actual thing that was happening. But it was so fucking weird. It was such a seamless transition to SeaWorld, too. I remember distinctly thinking, how the fuck did my whole house and village fit underneath this stage? Jackson, what did you say?
I can't remember now. That was ages ago.
Answer.
Well, he's just gonna nominate his whole life.
Yeah, what's your dream, then?
Talking about, like, movie dreams, I had a dream a while back. I don't dream often, so this one was special. I had a dream that I...
What are you,
this
fucking
is a real
dog?
Doozy.
Ever since the clown clock incident of 03.
Just lobotomized.
Hypnotic almost. Just staring into its evil eyes. No, I had a dream that I was... I had a dream that I was a
You had a dream, okay. It's nice.
I had a dream that I was a Transformer in Transformers... Dark of the Moon. Is it Dark of the Moon?
Dark Side of the Moon, I think?
Yeah, that one. Yeah. Yeah, I had a dream that I was a Transformer, so I was basically, like, reliving the plot of that movie, but as my own character, where I would just transform into, like, a pickup truck, and... Like, I was still a human, but I'd transform into a pickup truck. I don't know how...
Still
it
human?
You
were just
kinda,
the
like,
meat pile with wheels?
Oh, that
pretty
sounds
much.
Awful, Jackson.
That sounds horrible.
It was nightmarish of them all.
Relive every single transformation.
I could think of few things more horrifying than a human
if you
transformer.
Saw the, fuck the human transformer. Think, if you just saw nothing but the
metal.
Actual movie, that alone is bad enough.
Yeah.
It's a joke on the film.
Have any of you ever lucid dreamed?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've only done it
that
once.
Dream was lucid.
I have. It's just really stupid.
Jackson was trying to hone in his actual ability to transform into his dreams.
The one time I lucid dreamed, I immediately told Kai about it. I don't know if he remembers, but the only lucid dream I've ever had that I can remember is one where I realized I was in a dream and I was in a trailer. So naturally, you know, you lucid dream, you think of a really pretty girl that you're going to have sex with. So I conjured that up. And then I was like, oh, I have a lot of power here. So then I made it a dinosaur right outside of the trailer. And then for some reason, like, I lost control of the lucidity, and I decided to have sex with the dinosaur in the dream. And then I woke up.
Sure, you didn't choose that.
I think that's the better outcome.
Mine went also just on a fuck-up like that. I feel like ours weren't really lucid dreams since we didn't decide to fuck the chicks. But when I was lucid dreaming, I was in, like, a long corridor, and I walked into a room, and my first thought was, okay, I want every kind of cereal on the planet. And then I just opened all the drawers, and they were full of cereal, but then I decided not to eat them. Instead, I went into another room, and I opened one of the cabinets there. No. And I pulled out a comic book that was covered in grass, and my first thought was, okay, let's test the graphic rendering capabilities of my brain, and I just zoomed in on the grass to see how well my dream could render grass.
I think that's fucking cool.
Yeah, wasted my chance.
Totally better than fucking the hottest girl in the world.
Oh yeah, sure.
That grass was detailed. I'd much rather decide to see how much my brain can render in grass than fuck some hot chick, let me tell you.
Imagine if it was just a disappointing render, like it only got like
240p.
VU graphics.
Sega Genesis type shit.
Oh, this is who I am, I guess.
Go back into the other room and sadly eat your cereal.
Go, I guess I have this.
Low resolution cereal.
Yeah, it's just all crunchy and...
I have to walk up to the box so it even pops in. Shitty draw distance too.
And then your brain crashes and you're trying to reach over to grab the fork but you can't move.
Input lag.
He goes to eat the bowl of cereal which is in front of him, and then as soon as he puts the spoon down, it's back in the fridge.
And then my teammates call me a queer. Wanna ban me?
They fucked my mom. They're calling me names.
And then he wakes up and he's in ISIS.
In ISIS, huh?
That's a good one. That could never happen.
That could never actually occur. My problem with lucid dreaming is I always get really close and then I can't, like, pull out what I want. So this has been like 6 or 7 times where my brain goes, it doesn't matter what's happening. I'll just go, damn, I am dreaming now. I'm going to fly. Because, like, my brain's go-to is to prove that I'm dreaming and all-powerful, I'm going to fly. And what always happens is I, like, run, I jump, I put my arms out, and I start gliding. And I never fly. Lucky. I'm always getting lower and lower to the ground.
Sounds like a Disney movie.
You have to flap your arms. I know, I fly a lot in my dreams. You just have to flap your arms. Pro tip. I'm not even shitting you. This isn't even part of my lucid dreams.
No, I'll try it, because what always happens is I always get low to the ground, and then I have to, like, push off the ground to get height, but I keep sinking again. And it's like every dream,
you,
I can never fly. I can only
glide.
You've never tried flapping your arms. My thing was, if I'm all powerful, what the fuck do I have to flap my arms for?
Well, apparently you have to throw them to your side.
Can you imagine if in media, like, Magneto from the X-Men, when he's flying around, he's, like, flapping his arms super hard? X-Men!
That was actually one of my pet peeves in the, like, third X-Men movie, the original trilogy. Remember that part where Magneto rips out the entire fucking Golden Gate Bridge just to make a bridge for his goons so he can make them walk to an island? I always wondered, why not just shove metal pieces up their assholes and just carry them over? Why rip out the entire bridge?
Specifically up their assholes, not, you know, for them to sit on.
Whatever, you get the point.
Magneto,
I mean,
Magneto, does it have to go in my anus?
The point is, you could put them all on a school bus and fly them over, but no, he had to rip off the entire bridge just to show off how big his balls were.
Yeah, I think it was more of a statement.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah.
Isn't that what they did in Turkey to combat ISIS? They ripped up their biggest bridge and went, you can't cross this.
Yeah. Jailing our own journalists, yeah. Just a big old power show.
It's time for the last question. Dun, dun, dun. All right, let's see here. Final question is, do you have any questions?
Yeah, Jackson, do you have any questions? It's my question. I want to hear some viewer questions.
We're recording two episodes now, aren't we? Yeah. So I'll just save these questions for next episode.
Yeah, do you want to do like a wrap-up and then we can edit so that we start the next one?
Yeah, we're
oh
50,
my god, Jackson,
about,
you didn't promote the website.
We're about an hour into this episode. All right, so that's
I'm at an
the
hour
end.
And 1 minute.
All right, whatever. that wasn't a question, Charlie.
Wrap it up, damn it.
All right, this is the end of the third episode of the official podcast. If you'd like to find more links and all that, check the description or www.theofficialpodcast.com. We've got a SoundCloud, we've got an iTunes, we're hosted on the most famous YouTuber's channel.
Markiplier?
Yeah. We've signed a contract. We no longer need Charlie.
Yeah. All right. Charlie, you're being replaced next episode with Markiplier. I'm sorry.
Oh, God, no.
All right, so this has been Jackson. We've got Kaya, we've got Charlie, and we've got Andrew. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
See ya. Help!